Hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin with you again for our 29th podcast since we started. And today we have a special guest with us, Mark McCullough, who has much experience in group life and grace fellowship life. So, Mark, in your own words, tell the people who you are and what you do here.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. My name's Mark McCullough. I'm executive pastor of Grace Fellowship, which means I get the opportunity to work with all the campus pastors primarily and a few other project-related items here at Grace. Been a board member here at Grace for about 11 years and a longtime disciple of Jesus. Probably, I'm thinking 1997 is where Kelly and I led our first group at Eastside Grace Brethren. Mm-hmm. Off and on a number of Grace groups here and then follow groups as well over the last few years, which have been especially fruitful for me personally. Also have a lot of experience leading teams throughout my vocational career for 40 years at a large corporation and ended up leading a group of thousands of people at the end of my career there. And God just taught me a lot over those years, a lot of examples of great leaders and not so great leaders.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So in the context of, you know, group life here at Grace, the topic we want to talk about today is how can we get folks maybe in our stage of life, who've been around Christianity for a long time.
You're saying I'm old.
I didn't say it specifically. Like, we're in the same boat, dude. So, so how do we get folks who are mature Christians, who've been in church a long time, to still understand that there's growth that needs to happen? Like, how do we push them towards their next step of faith?
It's a great question, Kevin. And I'd say it's a critically important question. And so my first thought when you asked that question is that the best leaders I saw throughout my career and throughout my time serving the Lord in various churches over those years, Kelly and I lived in four different locations over those 40 plus years. We saw a lot of different things happen, but the greatest leaders I saw were always learning. They never stopped. And you could see that in them. They couldn't wait to share something that the book they read or a podcast they heard. There was just this constant revelation they wanted to share that they just learned. And they're, you know, into their 60s, maybe even 70s at times. So that really stood out to me as an example of, man, we just need to be lifelong learners and understand that the growth cycle, especially as a disciple, it just never stops. Yeah. And here's the other matter I'd say that's associated with that. It's an axiom for leadership that is just absolutely true. And that is you can't lead anyone else to a place you're not going yourself. And if you're not an avid learner, digging into God's word and a commentary on that word and caring about all the things that are happening around us in our communities and in our society, you're at risk of not relating to people and not demonstrating how real growth happens yourself.
Yeah, that's super, super good, super interesting. Vince and I, as we continue to have check-in meetings and, you know, different opportunities to be face-to-face with group leaders, we have almost moved away from the nuts and bolts of, hey, what do you do when you get like a rabbit trailer or, you know, in the group setting in your home? And there are things like that we talk about from time to time, but I think we have moved in a lot of ways over the last year or so to asking our group leaders, how is it with your soul? Mm-hmm. How are you doing with your spiritual disciplines? Mm-hmm. To the same train of thought that we actually have a group leader who uses the word curiosity a lot. He wants to instill in his 12 people in his living room this tremendous curiosity about faith, about the scriptures, so that it's indwelling in them this internal curiosity that just keeps them going.
Yeah.
Which I think is rich.
I love that. That curiosity, I mean, another word for that is just appetite, mm-hmm. right? That mm-hmm. they're just constantly hungering mm-hmm. and thirsting for more and how to grow closer to Jesus themselves. Yeah. And that pours out, right? Mm-hmm. And right. people see your own excitement for growing in the Lord, and they're inspired by that.
100%. And there's a word that, as you know, that we use around Grace a fair amount with people is those type of leaders who are always looking to learn more and grow, and they're looking for their next step, they're sticky. Mm-hmm. People want to be around them because, like you said, that curiosity, that drive to continuously learn is infectious, and people around them want that, and they want to be around them. So if we have leaders that are just going through the motions, they get the message guide and they're just reading through it, they haven't prepared in any kind of way, and they, you know, they look at their hour and a half on Tuesday night with their group as something that they have to do, rather than this humongous opportunity to help instill in them the blessings of our faith.
Yeah.
Then we lose if that happens.
Yeah, I think another fundamental of any leader is they have to build trust. Mm. And the three corners, three-legged stool, if you will, are character, number mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
If you're not high character, you're going to struggle to build trust.
Yep.
Competence, and know God's word, know a lot about how church world works and how secular society is responding to it these days. Mm-hmm. And finally, connection. Mm. So character, competence, and connection. Mm-hmm. Connection is stickiness.
Sure.
And that results from, this is again, a trait I saw in great leaders over my career and in church world. I think it's a great trait of Keith Muneer. Mm-hmm. He just cares, man.
Yeah,
100%. He cares deeply. You can see that.
He does.
When he speaks to us on Sundays. He wants so much for us to get it so that we will feel the same thing he does in terms of the peace and joy, the inner fruits of the spirit that you can't get anywhere else.
I think some of that is driven by Keith's competitiveness. Like he puts his competitiveness not just in the ballpark or the gym when he was playing, but into his kids and their sports. Yeah. He puts that into his faith journey, and we see that.
Yeah.
Like he wants every single human to know Jesus.
Yes.
And
he wants them to grow closer to Jesus.
And that's why this place, this big church we have, Grace Fellowship, is growing and healthy because we're never satisfied with the status quo.
Yep.
We're always looking for the next people group we can reach, or the next, you know, where are we putting the next campus? How are we going to engage more people to know Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, I heard a podcast recently. It was a big church pastor recognizing their number on Sundays, and they have 25,000 on Sundays.
That's a lot.
and so people are calling him a mega church.
Yeah.
And he says, we're not a mega church.
Yeah.
We're a church in a mega lost city.
Yeah.
There are over a million people around us. We haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Yeah.
So
isn't a lot
we
of
have
that,
a lot of work to do.
Yeah, isn't a lot of that just perspective?
Yes.
We have the right perspective and the right energy in the right places to go reach the lost.
What a great mission we're involved in.
Yeah. Well, thanks
to group leaders for what they do.
Well, yeah, I do know that the elders and yourself like care a lot about our group leaders and do appreciate the tremendous work that they do and efforts that they put in week after week after week.
Amen.
All right, group leaders, thank you for tuning in today. Your action step, like it usually is to pick some nugget that Mark said and instill that into your own group life. Thank you all. God bless.